The shots that rang out over Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas on November 22, 1963, lasted just under 6 seconds. The shooting brought an end to President Kennedy's life, but marked the beginning of a decades-long struggle for a city to come to terms with its role in one of the most infamous moments in American history.
That really cast a shadow on it.
Deputy Sheriff Gene Boone was one of the first law enforcement officers to react to the shooting. He says Dallas lost more than just a president that day.
We were almost afraid to go anywhere outside the community and let anybody know we were from Dallas.
The event was really a source of great shame for Dallas, which I think Dallas is still dealing with 50 years later.
Southern Methodist University history professor Jeffrey Engel says Dallas city leaders have long struggled to balance the reality of the assassination with the way it negatively and unfairly reflected on the city.
For most Dallas residents at this time, they've essentially been trying to get out from under that shadow and tell the rest of the world for the last 50 years, this is not who we are. This is not how we want to be remembered. And this is frankly not the image we want to present to the world.
Helping to put the stigma on Dallas in perspective is the Sixth Floor Museum, located on the sixth floor of the former Texas School Book Depository. This is where police say Lee Harvey Oswald fired at the president's motorcade. Now, it is a museum filled with exhibits, which Executive Director Nicola Longford says is meant to objectively explain what happened.
Part of the role of the Sixth Floor Museum is to create a neutral territory in the original space for people to understand what went on in 1963 and why this still has lasting impact today.
The Sixth Floor Museum opened in 1989 and is now a top tourist destination in North Texas, attracting over 350,000 people a year.
All generations, people from all over the world. And so we feel that we're still trying to stay relevant and helping put into context why this subject is so fascinating to so many people.
It's a good history of Kennedy, but it doesn't go into the assassination. And I find fault with that.
Jim Tague was the only bystander in Dealey Plaza who was wounded in the shooting. He still believes there was a conspiracy to kill President Kennedy. Despite Tague's belief that Oswald did not act alone, Longford says the museum is a place where all aspects of the assassination are explored.
Many of the conspiracies can be debunked easily, but there are lots of unanswered questions that will always make this fascinating for generations to come.
50 years later, Gene Boone says he can now proudly tell people he was born and raised in Dallas, thanks in part to the efforts of the Sixth Floor Museum.
If you come here and see it and hear the story, you really fully can come to realize that it could happen anywhere, at any time.
But fortunately, a presidential assassination is not an event that has happened since, making a visit to the Sixth Floor Museum a truly unique experience. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Dallas, Texas.